Smile when you wake up and start off the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Yes, sirree, boys and girls, we're going to laugh all our troubles away and have a lot of fun today. And all right now, Happy Hank is going to sing a song about a dog and cat. Say, I bet a lot of you boys and girls have dogs and cats for pets, and I... Uh-oh, here comes my little dog pal, Popcorn. Hello there, Popcorn. Oh, you want to say hello to all your dog pals. All right, then.
Well, shall I turn on the electric eye so Popcorn can see them?
Hey, that's a good idea, Squeaky, but you'd better say hello yourself to the boys and girls.
Oh, sure. Hi there, girls and fellas. Here goes the electric eye.
All right, there it is. And I guess you'd better lift Popcorn up to the mic, Squeaky.
Okay, Popcorn, come on up. Right up on this stool.
That's the way, Popcorn. Oh, just look at all the puppy dogs and cats out there. All right, turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
And now, boys and girls, here's our song about the dog and cat. Listen. Why do you scratch me, Kitty, you naughty little thing? Unless you stop, Miss Kitty, another tune you'll sing. So Rover said to Kitty, and looked quite cross at her. But in her gentlest manner, Miss Kit began to purr. Meow, 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 Miss Kit began to purr. Meow, 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 Miss Kit began to purr. Hey, boys and girls, that song about the dog and cat reminds me of a story about a dog and cat. Would you like to hear the story right now? Oh, I can't hear you. Louder. Oh, that's it. That's what I wanted to hear. Well, here it is. Once upon a time, there was a big black dog that lived on a farm. He was a very smart dog, and he looked after the cattle and horses when they were out grazing in the fields. And then he guarded his master's house at night and watched over the farmer's children. His name was Blackie. Well, it seemed that when Blackie was a puppy, a cat scratched his nose and chased him into the house, and from that day on, Blackie didn't like cats. No, sirree, he wouldn't have anything to do with cats. Popcorn says Blackie was a real smart dog. Well, now, never mind, Popcorn. You just listen to this story, and maybe you'll change your mind about cats. Well, one day when Blackie was out in the woods near the farm, he saw something moving in the bushes. And then he heard a tiny cry. And when he pulled back the bushes, there on the ground was a little kitten. Well, say, Blackie was certainly surprised, and he just stood there looking at this tiny ball of yellow fur. What in the world was a little kitten doing out in the woods? Well, then Blackie heard the kitten cry, meow, 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 and right away Blackie felt mighty sorry for the poor little kitten, so he picked it up gently in his mouth, just like a hunting dog would do, and carried the kitten back to the farmhouse of his master. Well, say, when the farmer's children saw the little kitten, they gave it some milk, made a place for it to sleep in the barn, and they named the kitten Tiger because it had black stripes just like a tiger. But when the kitten grew up to be a great big cat, Blackie wondered whether he'd made a mistake when he brought the kitten to the farm. Blackie just didn't like cats, and that's all there was to it. Well, Tiger wanted to be Blackie's friend, but he said, "Now listen, Tiger, you mind your business around here, and I'll mind my own business, and then there won't be any trouble." Well, now, Tiger was sorry because she thought Blackie was a swell dog. And then, one day, Blackie was going through the woods, and he stepped into a small steel trap that some hunters had put there. And bango, he was caught. Poor Blackie, his foot hurt, and he howled for help, but nobody came. His master and the family had gone to town, and there was nobody around. Well, Blackie barked and barked and till he just couldn't bark anymore. And then, what do you think happened, Yes, sirree, Tiger the cat heard Blackie and came out to see what the matter was. Well, when she saw poor Blackie in the trap, she ran back to the farm to get help. She waited for the farmer to come home, and she made such a big fuss that the farmer followed her into the woods and right where Blackie was caught in the trap. And then the farmer released the trap and took Blackie home and fixed up his injured leg. Well, Blackie was ashamed at the way he'd treated Tiger. He told Tiger he was sorry and he wanted to be friends. And Tiger said, "Blackie, you saved my life when I was a kitten, and I'm glad I could do the same for you." And Blackie and the tiger became the very best of friends and lived happily ever after.
Oh, boy, say, that was a swell story, Happy Hank.
What's that, Popcorn? Well, Popcorn says he'd like to have Tiger for a friend. And that's right. And boys and girls, remember, one good turn always deserves another. And when you help people, they'll be glad to help you someday. And say, speaking of dogs and cats, how about singing our favorite song about Hi Diddle Diddle, the Cat and the Fiddle? Remember? Hi Diddle Diddle, the Cat and the Fiddle, the Cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. Well, now it's time for birthdays.
Well, excuse me, Happy Hank, but you forgot something.
What? I did?
Mm-hmm. How about our riddle for today?
Riddle? Say, that's right. Let's see. Now, I wonder what kind of a riddle we ought to have. Let's see. Oh, boy, I've got a dandy. Just the thing.
Is it a toughie?
Oh, you bet it's a real sticker. And it has to do with a birthday cake, too.
A birthday cake? Well, what kind of a birthday cake and what kind of a riddle is that?
Well, now, you just listen. You have too many questions. Are you ready for the riddle, boys and girls? Well, now, here it is. Which burn longer, the candles on a boy's birthday cake or the candles on a girl's birthday cake? Now, did you get that? Which burn longer, the candles on a boy's birthday cake or the candles on a girl's birthday cake?
Well, I'll bet it's the candles on the girl's birthday cake.
Well, you're always looking out for the girls, aren't you?
Oh, you bet. I like the girls.
Well, okay, but you just think about the answer to the riddle. And boys and girls, see if you can figure out the answer. I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program today. Oh, my goodness, and here comes Popcorn with our big birthday cake. The candles are burning, but first let's have a look and see who has a birthday today. Turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Oh, you betcha, there they are. Just look at all the big birthday smiles out there. Now, all the boys and girls who have a birthday today, put up your hands. Hey, that's fine. 25, 62, 90. Oh, my goodness, what a lot of birthdays. All right, put your hands down. Turn off the electric eye.
Okay.
All right, now first we make our wish, you know. I wish that... Well, I've got my wish made. Now, take a big breath and blow out all the candles. One for the money, two for the show, three to make ready, and four to blow. Whoosh! And out go all the birthday candles. Now, let's sing our birthday song. Ready? I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, sir, a happy birthday to you all. Now, be quiet for a few minutes. It's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, while the boys and Rocket were out in the woods trying to find the lost mine before Black Tom did, Rocket found his uncle's pipe on the trail. Now, this told the boys for sure that Black Tom and his gang have captured Rocket's uncle and is making him lead them to the lost mine. And then the boys and Rocket heard a mysterious laugh in the dark. Well, Rocket got scared and ran away, and before Squeaky and Sputters could stop him, he had disappeared in the darkness. As the scene opens today, the boys are trying to find Rocket and are talking over the new developments. Listen.
Rocket! Hey, Rocket, where are you?
Hey, well, let me try it, Squeaky. Maybe I can yell louder than you. Rocket! Come back here!
Now, this is bad, Sputters, because we can't afford to go on with Rocket lost in the dark, and you know that we've got to do it, don't you?
Yeah, you bet I do. We got to get to that lost mine before Black Tom's gang does. If he gets there first, we'll never stand a chance against him and all his gang. Well, I'm almost as scared as Rocket.
Well, now, we can't afford to get scared. We've got to keep talking to each other and figuring out some plan to get to that mine first.
If only Rocket hadn't run away, we might be able to go on tonight.
Say, that's a great idea, Sputters. Black Tom and his gang will camp tonight. Now, if we could find Rocket, we might be able to steal a march on Black Tom tonight and get ahead of him.
Yeah, and if we got ahead of him, we'd be sure to get to the mine first.
Sure, we've just got to find Rocket. Hey, Rocket! Answer me! Rocket!
Rocket! Hey, come here and... Hey, he's Squeaky, I heard something.
Oh, you mean you heard that mysterious laugh again?
No, it wasn't a laugh. It was something moving over there in the brush. Hey, well, I wonder if...
Now, don't get excited, Sputters. Get a rock instead. I've got a rock right here.
Hey, just a minute. Oh, boy, here's a dandy. And I think that...
Oh, I heard the noise that time, Sputters. Get your rock ready, and when I count three, throw. One, two, three, throw.
Oh, me.
Hey, we got him. Come on, let's see what it is.
Oh, hey. Oh, me. You all hit me right in the head with them rocks.
Well, Rocket, we're sorry.
Yeah, well, we didn't know it was you, Rocket.
Boy, that's all right. You hit me on the head, but it didn't hurt none. I heard you all calling, and I was coming back.
Well, good. Now, come on, we're going on tonight and try to get to the lost mine ahead of Black Tom and his gang. Come on now. Say, I wonder what Black Tom is doing.
I'm Black Tom. Let them try to get to that lost mine ahead of me. I know their plans. Black Tom knows everything. I'll show them. I'll show them.
Say, is Black Tom spying on the boys to find out all their plans? Why doesn't he capture them? Is he afraid? Be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Hey, how you coming along with the riddle, boys and girls? Well, keep on trying, and I'll have the answer for you at the end of our program. But first, we want to sing our slogan song, Don't Play in the Streets. Whenever you go out to play, don't play in the street. Have your fun some other way, don't play in the street. The curb is the limit, so be on your guard and stay on the sidewalk. You'll find it's not hard to have just as much fun in your own front yard. Don't play in the street. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, which burn longer, the candles on a boy's birthday cake or the candles on a girl's birthday cake? And the answer is neither. The candles all burn shorter. All right, be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.